Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:37-38. They were convicted of Peter's indictment, that they by wicked hands have crucified and slain Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They ask for a remedy to this terrible transgression. Why do not all of us seek God's remedy for our sins and trespasses? Let's examine the answer which was given by Peter. He told them to repent and to be baptized. The command was for all people for all time. This command was given in the name of Jesus Christ, which was by the authority of Jesus Christ. Peter had no authority at all to dictate the terms of pardon for sin. Humanity has no authority at any time to offer a plan of redemption. Redemption is the work of Jesus Christ. The reason for repentance and baptism was for the remission of sins. Saul of Tarsus was later told by a preacher of the gospel, Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Baptism removes sin. God saves according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Titus 3:5. By repentance and baptism, they would receive the remission of sins and the gift of the Holy Ghost. No individual has ever been saved before baptism, nor without baptism. The charge of Jesus which was given to the apostles was, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:15-16. The response of this multitude was, They that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 2:41. The commands of Jesus Christ for the salvation of the soul are clearly put forth in the gospel plan. We must obey the simple plan that God has given through his word. God has promised that Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.